Like, but that's just about the only kind I know.
Did people around here ever use the term flat, like a flat, talking about a place you live?
No.
Mostly.
I mean, they couldn't. I don't know anything about them.
That's probably the only, I've only heard it from a boy I know from New York who
lived in a flat. No, no.
I think that what that is an apartment that takes up a whole level of an apartment building, but I'm not real sure.
No, I don't know anything about that.
What about the man who maybe is in charge of an apartment building who looks after the
manager? Who's supposed to look after, yeah, the manager.
What about a man who actually does chores around there, who would actually do
that? Do you have a janitor and janitor service?
Now, some of the things you might use outside to keep up your lawn, what are some of the things you might use to keep your lawn up?
Lawn mowers, riding mowers, and what's the weed eaters? Yeah, no, but that's just about all of it.
The lawnmowers, are those usually electric or gas?
Ours is gas. They do have, I guess they have electric lawnmowers. I don't know. I never used one, never even seen one, really.
Talking about.
Oh, we have a push mower. That's the one I use.
That's part of what I use. If you wanted to get the weeds up, you'd just use
a rake.
Say a rake that you might use out in a garden, any different name for that?
Well, you have the broom rake, and then you have the one with the prongs in it. But I mean, both of them are just rakes, I guess.
What about something you might, if you had your little garden out behind your house?
Use the hoe. And let me see, what else do you use when you go out there in a pit?
Yeah, and say you wanted to, maybe had about a half an acre and you wanted to turn it over.
Spade it, yeah. Now I know about those things because I have one.
Would you ever use a rotilla or anything like that?
Yeah. We have a rotella. That's what we use. We don't use a spade.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have a man come over with his, what you call the thing? Tractor. That's what I'm trying to say. I come over with his tractor and turn it. Like, my mother had to have a tractor because her garden is much larger, but we just use a little hand rotella for ours.
What about the kind of fork you might dig with?
We have a fork, yeah, for the garden. Not, that's more or less for what we use it for, moving things. We have a fork.
What about a little one you might use in plants like that?
You know? Yeah, hand tools. I have some of those.
Any names for specific kinds of hand tools?
Well, you have one that you're going to dig dirt with, and one that, well, we have I have pruning shears and all those things.
Now, what about if you want to trim your hedge?
Well, they used to have shears, hand shears for that, but now mostly everybody's got electric. No. The ones to cut off the hedges with to trim up. They use them for some everything. It's quite how heavy they are.
And what about kind of, if you want to cut down a tree or cut limbs off trees, what might you
But
use?
That, those, I don't know what they call that thing they put up and pull the rope and it would
Little pruner?
Yeah, a little pruner. Now I've seen those used. And then now most of the time though, they use those little saws, electrical saws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those pruning things are still very much in demand because I've seen a man cut them away from around the wires. And
next question would be about kinds of food. Could you tell me about some of the different cuts of beef that you might use? You know.